was reading her essay in the series Unknown Cities. And tomorrow night, it's the turn of journalist Michaela Wrong. That's at the same time tomorrow night here on Radio 3, a 10:45.
My name's Mark Ravenhill, and I'm a playwright. I've always listened to radio drama since I was a child and been excited by that possibility of sitting in the dark or sitting in the car and suddenly finding yourself in a new place, a new world in your head.
For BBC Radio 3's Drama on 3, Mark Ravenhill curates a season of three plays by some of his favourite playwrights.
I wanted to find plays that each took you to a very specific world. And I also chose three plays that I'd never seen in the theatre before, plays that I've read time and time again and wished that somebody would do a production of.
Drama on 3, curated by Mark Ravenhill, starting with Light Shining in Buckinghamshire, on Sunday night at 8:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
So I hauled her into bed, all covered up. Rob Gallagher appearing there under the name of William Adamson in an album called Under an East Coast Moon, Songs from the East of England, and his version of Foggy Dew. And hello again, welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. Now picture four musicians standing on the slopes of the Swiss Alps. They're an Alphorn quartet called Hornrohr.
Go.
The thief was lying near the spring, burning with fever and not even able to feel the water on his skin. He asked the birds, who spend their lives looting and plundering, if he would ever be cured. He made it into the mountains, where he spent his last days as his enemies tracked him down. That was the Greek singer Jutta Vey, following the wonderful sounds of the Swiss alpine slopes from Alphorn revellers called Hornroar. And here's another quartet, the foursome of Barbara Fortuna, who sing beguiling Corsican harmonies, a setting of the Stabat Mater.
Stabat Mater, dolorosa, justa clogem, lagrimosa, dum pendere.
Well, Kippi Kanninus is the recording name of Icelandic musician Guðmundur Vinnur Karlsson, and that's a CD I picked up on my recent visit to Reykjavik. I love those organ sounds and misplaced beats. That was a piece called A Soft Living Thing. And before that, the Korsken Choir Barbara Fortuna with a setting of the Stabat Mater. Yesterday I played you a track from the new album by Van Dyke Parks. He was 70 earlier on this year. The album, called Cycled Songs, has got new compositions and memories too, including the Esso Trinidad Steel Band, who Van Dyke Parks produced in 1971, here in an arrangement of Saint-Saëns from The Carnival of the Animals.
Thank you.
That was a piece written by the singer Sophia Jernberg. Reality Had a Little Weight is the title, and the album is The New Songs, A Nest at the Junction of Paths. Sophia's singing there, and she's joined by David Stakanas Evreser and Kim Meir. And before that, Saint-Saëns, as he would never have imagined. Van Dyke Park's arrangement of Aquarium from the Carnival of the Animals with the Esso Trinidad Steel Band. And that's from the new album by Van Dyke Parks called Songs Cycled. And here's another classical arrangement, this time from Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne, played by the very talented young French accordionist Vincent Perani, the song to the shepherd across the water.
Thank you. drums do beat, my love, I can no longer stay. The bugle horns are sounding clear and we must march away. We're ordered down to Portsmouth and it's many the weary mile to join the British Army on the banks of the Nile. With my life, so stay at home, my dearest love, and I will be your wife. Oh, but Nancy, dearest Nancy, sure that would never do, for the government has ordered, and we are bound to go. The government has ordered, and the she gives command, and I am bound on oath, my love, to serve in a foreign land. On the banks of the Nile. But your waist, it is too slender, love. Your fingers are too small. In the sultry sands of Egypt, your rosy cheeks would spoil. Where the cannons, they do rattle, and the bullets, they do fly. And the silver trumpets sound so loud to hide the dismal cries. Of our sweethearts while their bodies feed the lions on the dry and sandy deserts that are the banks of the
Nile. That's Faustus, the trio of Benji Kirkpatrick, Saul Rose and Paul Sartin, and Banks of the Nile from their recent release called Broken Down Gentlemen. A very different river separates the shepherd and the shepherdess in Cantilupe's Song of the Auvergne. Victoria de Los Angeles sang the Baliero after we heard Vincent Perani's beautiful accordion arrangement of it, and that comes from his new album called Thrillbox. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Fiona Talkington. Do drop us an email if you'd like to get in touch. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The ECM label salutes drummer Paul Motion, who died in 2011, with a release of a box set of six of his early albums from the 70s and early 80s. Here's the solo Chi Energy from Conception Vessel, followed by Folk Song for Rose, which comes from Le Voyage. And Paul's joined here by Charles Brackin on sax and J.F. Jenny Clark on bass.
Thank you.
Paul Motion on drums, Charles Bracken on sax and J.F. Jenny Clark on bass. That was Folk Song for Rose from the album Le Voyage from 1979, following the solo Chi Energy from 1972's Conception Vessel. And those come from a 6-CD box set just out as a tribute to Paul Motion, who died in November 2011. Yesterday I played you a piece by the 15th century composer Ockeghem, which he wrote on the death of the composer Gilles Bargeois. Ockeghem himself died in 1497, and he was remembered by the composer Josca in a lament called Nymphes des Bois. Even the nymphs and goddesses in the woods are in mourning. And Josca calls upon other composers to weep great tears from your eyes, for you have lost your good father. The Clarks Group here is directed by Edward Wickham.
Thank you.
The Clarks Group, directed by Edward Wickham, performing Nymphe des Bois, a lament written by Josquin for the composer Ockeghem on his death in 1497. Well, quite a change of sound now. Motorpsycho's album from last year, The Death-Defying Unicorn, was a brilliant concept from the band in partnership with Storle Sturluck. And the trio's latest release, Still Life with Eggplant, uses a lot of material they worked on at the time, just didn't find a home for it until now. Motorpsycho are here with Swedish guitarist Rainer Fisk in The Afterglow.
So the wheel has turned again, and we're left here at the end of something that was bigger than us all. The old guard has stepped down, a king will pass down his crown, and left us tumbling in free fall. Nothing fills the void that we are facing. Thank you.
The organist Jennifer Bates playing Messiaen's Chants d'Oiseaux, bird songs for Eastertide. Following a track from the latest Motorpsycho release featuring Rainer Fisker on that track called The Afterglow. And that's from their album just out called Still Life with Eggplant. And if you're a Motorpsycho fan, well, I guess you've probably already got that album. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with solo percussion from the American performer Justin DeHart and part of a piece by Stuart Sander Smith called They Looked Like Strangers. First, though, another track from William Adamson's Suffolk-inspired album Under an East Coast Moon. Some of these old ballads are really quite hard-hitting and could be quite shocking. This is Laxfield Blasphemy. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Said Jesus, he came from a whore. Yes, he did. Oh, William Dowsing said he blasphemed on this seaward shore. Yes, he did. Yet Adamson claimed he. he said nothing wrong. As David and Solomon's bloodline goes on to Tamara Harlan, who had children in sin, he said she gave forgiveness. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Dowsing said he heard Lloyd's not lying of a whore. Yes, he did. He said Laxfield didn't like the way he held prayer. Well, yes, he did. A new king was back, protector was gone. But who shall we build this new land upon? There's plenty that sends a man off to war. Is one of them saying Jesus came from a whore, from a whore? Still alive, and then to the summer of 1665. One more year till London's on fire. All through that year, whispering William Adamson, he's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Is he a liar?
Welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp with 6 hours of music between now and breakfast, starting with a visit to Norway for a chamber music concert from the 2010 Winter Festival in Røros. It's a festival in which young Nordic musicians make music with more established artists in the picturesque surroundings of the former copper mining town, which is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site, with many of its 17th and 18th century wooden houses still lived in. First on the programme is Beethoven's Clarinet Trio, a spirited piece very much from the 18th century, with a delightful variation form finale on a bouncy theme by Josef Weigl.